That's me. I am Richard Dixon. This is Talk 99.5 and Talk99.5.com. And Anthony and Company Jewelers has got the jewelry that you crave, that you need, that you want at the price that you love, because they are always about the guaranteed lowest price. Now, they do so much of this designing and redesigning. If you can think of it, if you can draw it out, sketch it out, describe it, they can actually design an engagement ring specifically for you and your significant other. Whether it's your first marriage, your third marriage, nobody cares. All we really care about is making sure that you're happy with that ring and the wedding set. And taking older stuff that is really out of date. I mean, you know what I mean when I say out of date. Taking that and turning it into something that you would wear in 2021 is a real specialty of theirs. They do it all the time, and they can do it for you. Anthony and Company Jewelers at 2080 Valleydale Road, next to Ragtime Cafe. Never too early to start thinking about Christmas, guys. Let me put it in your mind. They're also online, anthonycojewelers.com, 987-2224. Help me welcome Mr. Mark Spud Friedman to the show. Spudley, how are you today, man?
Hello, Richard.
Nice to have you. Thursday?
Today is?
Thursday the 16th.
Yom Kippur.
Oh, today is Yom Kippur, the Day of Atonement. Are you atoning? What are you atoning for?
Well, I talked with God yesterday because I knew it was coming up, because every year it comes up. And I said, you know, I don't think one day is going to be adequate. And I don't want to shortchange you on confessing all my sins and pledging to do better next year. So can we work something out here, you know, do a little business? So he said, sometimes it's a he and sometimes it's a she, I get, you know, doing reports. But sure. He said, why don't you just give me a half hour at a time for the next, 3 months, and then we'll be all right.
Oh, you think so you're going to get it in 3 months? You think you're going
to
get it all?
To atone for the crap I've done to you. But it would take you longer for the crap you've done to me, so it's a good thing you're not Jewish.
Yeah, it's a damn good thing I'm not Jewish, although I did play one once while I was in a private school, and, you know, it was, I believe it was Yom Kippur, or it may have been Rosh Hashanah. The kids got every Jewish holiday off, right? I mean, the Jewish kids got to take the Jewish holidays off. Well, 1 year, my birthday fell on Rosh Hashanah. I believe that is correct. It may have been Yom Kippur. I want to say Rosh Hashanah, Jewish New Year. And I was also sick. It was three things that my birthday is Rosh Hashanah and I'm sick. And so I stayed home. And they assumed that I wasn't there because I was Jewish. And so I just started taking every Jewish holiday off after that because I could. Because they thought I was Jewish. It is. It absolutely was cultural appropriation. Yeah.
You should be canceled again.
I would feel guilty, but I felt a little bit like I was just getting school for a wholesale price. That's what I thought I was doing.
Now you worked out okay. You remember what the rabbi and the Catholic priest decided, don't you?
No.
They said the priest said, "You people don't eat ham or shrimp, do you?" And the rabbi said, "No." He said, "You don't know what you're missing." And he said, and the rabbi said to the priest, "You people abstain from sex, don't you?" And he said, "Yes." He said, "It's a lot better than ham and shrimp."
How would he know? He's never had ham.
You know, these rabbis, some of them get around pretty good.
Yeah, Jerry Lewis.
They have kids like Muslims do.
Jerry Lewis told a great joke about being on an airplane. You know, they had a rabbi and a Catholic priest seated, and a Baptist minister seated right next to each other. And the waitress came around and said, "Hey, can I get you a cocktail?" And the rabbi said, "Yeah, I'd like a rye on the rocks." And she turned to the Baptist minister and said, "Would you like a cocktail?" And he said, "I would never let that devil's liquid touch my lips. I would sooner commit adultery." And the rabbi said, "Oh, hold my order. I didn't know I had a choice."
Where are the rim shots?
Yeah, they're coming. You can't hear them, but I can hear them.
Oh, okay.
He hit them both.
There and be there on the podcast. That's all.
Yeah. Exactly. That's all that really matters. All right. I want to discuss this because it's one of these things that sticks in my craw when it happens. And it has happened a whole bunch of times in the not too distant past. Case in point, Barack Obama passing the stimulus package back in 2009, getting it through Congress without, any Republican votes, and then having to go out and like push it. Like he went on a tour to persuade people that it was a good idea. He did the same thing with Obamacare. He got Obamacare passed. Then he went on a big tour around the country explaining to everybody why it was so good. And I'm like, you know, the explaining part should come first.
Yeah.
Before it's passed, you should get everyone on your side and explain to them why this is good. Now we've got Joe Biden meeting with high-profile CEOs trying to sway their support for these vaccine mandates. And I'm like, here's the thing, Joe. Not that you need me after 50 years of, you know, knocking around Washington, D.C. to give you advice. But if you had had these meetings with high-profile CEOs and you just went out and you went like, hey, you know, I'm asking for your help. We need to get more people vaccinated. Have you guys considered doing a mandate for employees? We'd really like it a lot, and we would certainly keep you in our thoughts the next time some sort of legislation having to do with your business comes up. You know, it's not necessarily a quid pro quo, just a kind of a, hey, why don't you guys go ahead and get the vaccine mandate going without me forcing it on you? And he didn't do that, apparently. He didn't feel the need to do that. And instead, he gets the mandate. He announces the mandate. He has OSHA put in charge of the mandate. And now he's out trying to persuade people this is a good idea. Why do they do this backwards?
Well, it's, you know, it's taking the reservations. That's the easy part.
Exactly.
Holding on to the reservation, that's the hard part. And maybe he didn't want to come up with one of these deals like, if you like your doctor, you can keep your doctor.
Yeah, that played out well, didn't it? That's,
That's what we call false advertising. You get sued for that if you're in a private enterprise. It's called soup du jour.
Yeah, I think it's called a campaign promise. Anyway, OSHA is going to have some problems. I'm looking at another article here from somebody who has been on the inside of government and says, it's too many people. It's just too many people. OSHA and too many businesses who have, you know, 100, 101 employees. There's just very little chance that they're going to be able to run around as OSHA and enforce this policy. And if one of these smaller kind of under the radar businesses is like, we're not going to make you guys get vaccinated, don't worry about it. It will literally take someone telling on them. And even then, maybe OSHA can send a letter, and that's the best they're going to be able to do. Because it's an overwhelming task for a government entity that up until now has just been fining people for, you know, workplace safety violations, not having a handrail on the stairs, you know, not having the doorknob at the right height, not having a switch plate on, whatever it may be. I'll be interested to see whether or not this thing is able to take off. And you know, full disclosure, I can't for the life of me understand people choosing not to get vaccinated. I support to the death your right to do so, but unless you've got a really good reason, I cannot imagine why people aren't getting vaccinated. So I'm never going to say people should get vaccinated. I'm just going to say, I don't understand why you're not.
Richard, you don't know what's in there.
Yeah, I didn't know what...
Severe reaction to the vaccine.
Yeah. Nicki Minaj's
and
cousin's friend, right?
The Democrats want us to get it, so that can't be the right thing to do.
Yeah, all of that is very disturbing. I heard somebody complaining the other day saying, well, I mean, I could see a world where they do this in schools, and they actually have kids lined up in schools, and they're doing it at the nurse's office. And I thought, you mean like we did with the polio vaccine when I was a kid?
Yeah.
Because exactly. That's exactly what they did. They had remember the gun? Did you have the gun? Oh, okay. Yeah, no, they didn't have the sugar cube. We didn't get the sugar. There was no spoonful of sugar helping the medicine go down. What they had,
a
vaccine gun, which I assume must have had alcohol, you know, like up in it, because a needle would come out very rapidly. They would just kind of hold it up against your arm, and they would pull the trigger, and it would go in, ba-bam, and it would inject this vaccine into your arm, and your arm would hurt like hell for the rest of the day. I mean, ooh, it was painful. But, that was, you know, the state mandated, and state mandated vaccine requirements have held up in front of the Supreme Court. So, I don't understand the people freaking out about it. I really don't.
If you have a business with 101 employees, and now you're mandated to make sure that everyone's vaccinated, you put a sign by the clock, the punch-in clock, and it says, please come by the HR office and confirm that you've been vaccinated. So everybody walks by and says, confirmed, confirmed, confirmed. Has he done his job?
Good question. I think they're going to ask for the vaccine card, you know, the little card that you get. You've got one, I'm sure.
Yeah, that's in my car in case I need it. But so that means I've got to keep a record now. Every employee, Joe Jones, did he bring in his card? He said he was vaccinated. He got it to CVS. But
right.
He can bring in the card. Tell him he better bring in the card.
This is the same argument that this is the same argument that I hear from employers when they talk about, what do you mean you're going to hold me responsible if one of my employees is an illegal immigrant? You know, he shows up, he's got a Social Security card, he's got a driver's license. That's as far as I'm going to go. I'm not an enforcement arm, okay? I'm gonna take him at his word that this driver's license is real and that this Social Security card is real, and I'm going to employ him. Don't hold me responsible for this because I'm not the enforcement arm of the of ICE or anything. You know, you're asking
the Three Stooges little vignette when they were sneaking into a place they didn't belong, and Mo had a little button that said press, and he walked in, and Larry had a button that said press, and he walked in, and Curly had one that said push. And he walked in. So, you know, you show me a card. I don't care if it's the nine of diamonds. You're in. That's all I want to see is a card.
That's all it really takes. Well, I don't know. I can tell you this. Asking employers to suddenly be the enforcement arm of this vaccine mandate might be asking a little too much of them. And so employers might just have a problem with that. Many don't, I'm sure. I mean, Cumulus mandated this long before Joe Biden told them they had to. All right, 2:14, got to take a break. We'll take a quick one and hurry right on back with more of Mark Spud Friedman. Don't go away. Oh, yeah. Hello, hello, I. Oh, yeah. Cash Domino Killers do a great version of this. They'll be doing it, no doubt, October the 30th at Sugar Creek Supper Club. It's going to be a Halloween theme fun time. So get your costume and get your funk on. We're going to be having a lot of fun that night and that whole weekend, really. 219 Talk 995, talk995.com. I am, of course, your humble host, Richard Dixon, and Parrot Structural Services are the guys who are going to fix your foundation, assuming, of course, your foundation needs fixing. I mean, you can buy a house, and I've owned several, six so far. Didn't have a foundation problem with any one of them. Not a single one. Well, one of them got washed away by, you know, Hurricane Katrina, so that might have been a foundation problem. I've managed to make it, and I've been very lucky all this time. There was a couple of times I had to call Parrot Structural to come out and give me the once-over, and they were like, nope, you're okay, you're good, which is good to know. You could do the same thing, by the way, 668-2626. Just say, I think there's something going on in this corner and that. You can be assured that you're getting the straight skinny from these guys because they always say, look, get a structural engineer if you're not sure. Structural engineer is just an engineer. They don't put a fix in. They cannot improve. They're not going. All they're going to do is tell you what's wrong. And so when you have a company that is telling you, get a structural engineer, you can be relatively assured that what they're telling you is true. But get a structural engineer if you're a doubting Thomas, and you'll find out beyond a shadow of a doubt that what they're telling you is true. Parrot Structural Services, ParrotSS.com, 668-2626, licensed, bonded, insured, and E-Verify compliant. Mark Spud Friedman is our guest in this hour, as is usual. Plus, we have a whole bunch of phone calls from people who would like to give us their favorite party tune. So let's go to the phones where Tom is in Anniston. Tom, looking for the best party tune of all time. What do you got for me, brother?
I would say, Led Zeppelin. It starts out slow so you can have a slow grind, and then it goes a little fast so you can get in a little bit of the rock and roll.
Mm-hmm.
Swing your hair, swing your head, swing your whatever, swing your favorite girl.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I wanted to say something about.
I'm guessing "Stairway to Heaven" is the song. You mentioned the group, but you didn't say the name of the song.
Yeah, it's Stairway to Heaven. Yeah, I'm
okay.
Sorry.
All right. Yeah, quite all right.
Anyways, I wanted to make a comment about if I was to meet former President Bill Clinton, would not take a cigar from him.
No, and I wouldn't either.
What makes me upset about Hillary is, after the Benghazi and she was in front of the Senate, oh, just get over it. People died. That just upsets me to the till. I mean, she just,
She was a master of ducking and diving and dipping and dodging and spending all that time and not really answering any questions. There were a lot of good questions.
She did not.
She really managed to avoid answering any of them.
I bet she did not get dance or have very many dances either. Have a good
time. You never can tell. Thank you, Tommy. I appreciate the call. Brett is in Warrior. Brett, you're on Talk 99.5. What do you got? Okay, let's move on. James is in Hayton. Brett is there. Okay. Sorry, Brett. You're still there? Okay. Rick in Warrior. Sorry about that. All right. What do you got, man?
That's okay. I got two 42s back from my day, and I got something else I wanted to mention. But I always liked Tommy Two Tone and Jenny. Remember that one?
867-5309, you bet.
Yeah, that's right. And the Romantics, What I Like About You, that was always a good party song.
Both great 80s party songs for sure.
Yeah. I wanted to mention one other thing.
Hit me.
My son plays drums in a band, and somebody took a video of him doing his footwork during the song, and I sent that to you in a messenger, but I wish you'd look at it and see. Most people, when they see a drummer, they usually don't even get to see the drummer. But if they see the drummer at all, they just see the upstairs work. They don't see their feet work.
True story.
And this video is their feet working, and it's just amazing.
I am barred by my contract and employee handbook from opening any video or any links in Messenger or emails. So I apologize for that. I will probably never see it. But believe me, as a drummer myself, I am intimately familiar with how the footwork goes. Yeah, trust me. Trust me on this.
I thought you'd be interested in it. So.
Thank you for the call, Rick. I appreciate it. Let's talk to James in Hayden, who has an answer to the big stupid question. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, guys. I've got two of them. The first one you'd play early would be Good Golly, Miss Molly.
Okay.
And around 2 a.m. or so, don't Bogart that joint.
That'll be enough out of you, James. Steve is in Sylacauga. He wants to talk about the vaccine mandate. Steve, I got 1 minute. It's all yours. Go.
Okay. I keep hearing people talking about how, I can't understand, you've said it several times, I can't understand why nobody wants to go get the vaccine. Well, some of these people don't want to get the vaccine. I've had it, so, you haven't got to worry about me. But I work with a lot of people who are scared to death. I mean, really are.
And what is it they're scared of?
Having something happen that can't be reversed.
Yeah.
I know one guy that took the vaccine, felt fine, took the second dose, and went stone deaf in his left ear.
Oh, wow. The two may have had nothing to do with each other, of course. I know somebody who went stone deaf in his left ear long before COVID ever showed up. But, I understand that, Steve. I understand the fear and whatnot. You know what else is something that can happen that can't be reversed? Death from COVID.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know,
I understand that too.
Just spitballing here. Thank you for the call, man. It's news time. Got to run. Oh, yeah. This is Party Central right here, man. Come on. How to love getaway. It seats about 20, so come on and bring your jukebox money. Mark Spott Friedman hanging out with us. Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. Mr. Bugs, my pest control company has been taking such good care of me now for better than 2 years. I trust them implicitly to handle anything and everything. Basically, if they say you need this, I'm like, okay. Because they're the ones who introduced me to something called drain flies. I had no idea what a drain fly was. They're like, you want a treat for drain flies? I'm like, well, what the hell's a drain fly? I have no idea. So, well, this gunk, it kind of gets in, like, just inside the drain, and it forms on the walls of the drain, so just like regular Drano and stuff like that doesn't get rid of it. And then what happens is larva gets laid there, and then it hatches, and then you have these drain flies, and they're all around the sink, and it's terrible. I was like, I have seen those. I know whereof you speak. I did not know that that's where they were coming from. I thought they were coming from the window because, you know, the window's right there with the thing. Nope, drain flies. I said, do what you got to do. Treated every drain in the house. No more drain flies. And then guess what? Recently, drain fly season again, they came back. They did it without asking, which I love because I was like, I got to remember to tell Dave to do the drain fly thing. And then I didn't. I forgot to. And he took care of it for me because that's the kind of people they are at Mr. Bugs. It's just how they are. MRBUGGS.com, MrBugs.com, statewide now, 40 years in the business. You don't stay in business that long without doing something right. 900-3433 on the telephone or 844-MRBUGGS. All right, Mark Spud Friedman, talk to me about what you have written down on that little waitress's notepad that you constantly scribble things down on over the course of the week.
Well, earlier you were talking about the LGBTQ special night they're having at the Washington football team game.
Mm-hmm.
And it got me to thinking, I got to look around for a Jewish night.
Yeah.
You know, and I think there's one being proposed. I'm not sure on this. I don't have it sourced yet. But at the World Games, which are coming to Birmingham.
Sure.
They're going to have one of the events have a special Jewish night. If you come in Orthodox garb, mm-hmm. you get a free rabbi bobblehead doll.
That sounds delightful. I love it.
And the football will alternately print in English and Hebrew, going back and forth for that.
Will
and
people be haggling over the ticket price? That's the question.
In addition to the Israeli national anthem and the United States national anthem at the opening of the game. Now, they didn't specify what the Jewish national anthem is. Perhaps there'll be like a poll where you can vote in and what do you think the Jewish national anthem ought to be. And I looked online for one of those, and again, unsourced material, it says Money by Pink Floyd, but I just, you know, that's just, you know, it's a write-in thing, so you can't really trust it.
I love the idea of Jew night, as long as you're able to haggle your ticket price down. That's what really needs to happen is...
We got bagels, $2 bagels, and $3 half carafes of Manischewitz wine.
Oy,
thank you as my guest, Richard.
Bagels are terrible, and the portions are so small.
It could be like the slingshot event, David Killed Goliath, you know, the
sure.
slingshot event.
Yeah. We're gonna. Yeah, I'll be real interested in the World Games.
Before we go to stoning?
Not a fan of the locks. Never a fan of the locks. Salmon and I don't get along, but, you know, it'll be okay.
Some avocado.
Yeah, even better. That would be perfect if you just throw some of that in. Thanks for that. What else you got there, Spudley?
This missing girl who went on the trip with her fiancé out west, and they left, the man and the woman and the van left
yeah.
and went out
yeah, yeah.
west. And the man in the van came back, and the woman's nowhere, and he won't talk.
Right.
He won't allow anyone to interview him.
Mm-hmm.
Is it time for George W. Bush and Dick Cheney to ask questions?
It's waterboarding time. I would guarantee you, if this was a family member of yours, you would be wondering, why can we not possibly, yeah, why can't we waterboard this guy? You know, what do we have to do? Because that is a weird thing in the American legal system. You know, the police right now and investigators are saying things like, well, technically we don't have a crime here. And they don't, because there is no body. There is no sign that she was murdered. And this guy is not answering questions. He's just keeping his mouth shut. Now, I find the whole thing incredibly suspicious. And I'll be interested to see how it plays out. Yeah, I mean, I'll be interested to see how it plays out.
Natalie Holloway, you know, it's kind
Well, the thing about that, the thing that really drove me crazy about what happened in Aruba there is that they use a Dutch form of justice, in which case there is no such thing as a plea bargain. I guarantee they could have gotten those brothers to turn on Joran Vandersloot if they had been able to say, look, man, you give it up. You give us him because we know he's the guy that did it. And we'll make sure that your sentences are very, very short. Otherwise, you know, it's going to be serious. And but they didn't. That doesn't exist in Dutch law, apparently. And so they were not allowed to do it. And consequently, we never got answers out of anybody. Bjorn van der Sloot, still horribly dead now. I mean, not that he's not that it's horrible that he's dead, but he died a horrible death in prison and deserved every bit of it. This is just a weird situation of the American legal system where what you want to do is bring this guy in and have Lenny go to work with the brass knuckles. And you can't.
Right. Annunzio. Annunzio would talk to him and say, hey, you know, we need some information here. We don't want
Hey, Moose. Hey, Rocco. Help the judge find his wallet. Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not a funny thing. He could have easily driven her to some place deep out in the wilderness and said, oh, let me go get my phone back out of the car. He jumps back in the car and drives up, and she's out here 100 miles from anywhere, and I don't know if that's a crime.
I think abandonment, leaving somebody out there with the belief that they're going to die. I mean, why else would you do it? What else would you be doing?
I mean, that's true, but I'm not sure what he did is he has a new... I don't know, but if I was the parents of this young lady, I'd be heavily involved here.
Yeah,
they would make Earl Weaver look like Mr. Rogers if I was there.
I can't imagine exactly, and I can't imagine the horror that they are going through right now. It has got to be absolutely terrible. And this guy's apparently questionable behavior. They dealt with police immediately before her disappearance. And, you know, just the whole thing stinks to high heaven, in my opinion. All right. Can you squeeze one more in the C block?
No, I got nothing else. But I
okay.
got a bunch of party songs for the D block if you want to get a head start on that.
No. We'll go ahead and grab some calls while we're at it. We got E.C. in Hueytown with an answer to the big stupid question of the day. What's up, Eck?
Hey, man. I swear to God, man, I'm right here at the red light at Bucky's. Can you believe that? Every time you answer the phone, here I am.
Still don't Bucky's. Care.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm fixing to pull in the Chevron. Uh-oh. Okay. The big stupid question, Richard, is...
Yeah.
It's simple. The dead or alive, you spin me.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round. Okay. I'll take that.
That's it.
I will accept it. All right. Thank you, EC. Go get yourself a chopped brisket, baby. Here is AK Angry Kerry on a cell phone. He also has an answer to the greatest party tune of all time. What is it, brother?
I got two.
Okay.
Has anybody said Baby Got Back?
No. No, but I do love me some Sir Mix-a-Lot. Wonderful stuff.
Okay, and then the all-time number one song, Lords of Acid. Hey, I want your blankety blank. Give it to me.
Thank you for censoring yourself. I appreciate it. David didn't have to push the dump button. That was wonderful. Thank you for the call, AK. We got nothing but initials here because BA is up next. BA, you're on Talk 99.5 on the Birmingham Broker phone line, and as you know, I pity the fool.
Richard, good day, sir.
Righty-o, right back at you.
I've been listening in and out. My answer would have been Shout from Otis Day and the Nights. I mean, that whole album really has a bunch of great party songs on it.
Animal House, do.
You know,
Animal,
did you know that on that album, John Belushi is the one that sings Louie Louie?
He is, yeah, he's certainly in the mix there. There's a bunch of people singing Louie Louie, isn't there?
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, he's listed as, you know, the performer or whatever on it.
Cool.
But yeah, there's a lot of people singing it. You're right. So just let me go with... Casey and the Sunshine Band, Boogeyman or Boogie Shoes. That's Mr.
I'm your boogeyman. Does what I am. Thank you, BA. Appreciate it. Then he just drops the mic. Just drops the mic. One more. Let's talk to Roger in Hoover. Raj, you're on Talk 99.5. What do you got, man? Roger. Yeah. Oh, that's very nice.
I knew that. I thought you liked the extra music. Thank you.
That is wonderful. Good call, Roger. I feel good, James Brown. Ha! That's a lyric from James Brown. Just, I need something here. I'm just going to, hey, that's good. Huh. You know, James meant that, too, because he went like, still one of the greatest stand-up comedy specials of all time, Eddie Murphy, Delirious. 2:43, we shall take a break, our last one, and come back and wrap this thing up with Mark Spud Friedman. Don't go away. Leader was a real young leader. I can reminisce. I like this. Hey, 'tis I, Richard Dixon, Talk995, Talk995.com. 2:47. We're boogieing through this show. It's Friday Eve. We got here quickly, didn't we? In mid-September to boot. We are very, very close to the, what do we call it, the vernal equinox, Spud? Is that it? The move from summer to fall?
The autumnal equinox.
Yeah.
The autumnal equinox, excuse me. Vernal is. I went to school with Vernal Equinox, a guy named Vernal Equinox. He was, yeah. He wasn't that good at anything, quite frankly. Anyway, so before we get into the party tunes that I know you so desperately want to talk about, let me just dump this out there. John Stewart mentioned in an interview that he was surprised at the pushback when he appeared on Stephen Colbert's show and pushed the lab leak theory. I always find it amusing when leftists are shocked by the cancel culture coming to cancel them. You know, it's kind of like, well, you guys invented this, so, you know, why should you be surprised that you just didn't think it would come for you, did you? You just didn't think it would come for you. But he says quite reasonably, I don't understand where this concept came from that if you, you know, believe in the lab leak theory, you must be conservative. If you think it's a wet market, you must be liberal. How does that happen? How does that even come to be? And I have to agree with him. How does that even come to be? It seems strange to me that there is an entire school of thought, and it is becoming a everyone has to march in lockstep school of thought that if you are a leftist, you absolutely positively have to believe that this was not leaked from a lab. And I think he's right. It's just too big a coincidence that the coronavirus happened to originate from a place where the coronavirus lab exists.
I'm not sure why we still call the leak a theory.
Yeah, me neither. I mean, I think it's pretty much fate accompli.
That's just going to give me a little more time to take a nap.
just because China refuses to admit it doesn't mean that it. Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
That's not a viable suggestion. Even if it didn't, can we recreate? You know, can we get some bats and feed them to rats and see if they get the virus or something like that?
Yes.
You know, EC who calls in. You know that guy.
Yeah. I'm familiar with EC.
Yeah, he's. I found out what his favorite album is.
What is
Paul Simon?
Yeah,
One Trick Pony.
There you go. It's one trick is all that horse can do.
I want a shout out to Dr. Andy Sokol, who will be on with you tomorrow.
Indeed,
I wish him an easy fast for Yom Kippur, and he's heading up tomorrow to Happy Valley, Pennsylvania, to watch the Auburn Tigers take on the Penn State Nittany Lions.
It is going to be a great game. I honestly believe that, and probably well matched. We'll see.
Yeah, I hope so.
So, talk to me about party songs, man. What do you got?
All right, let's start off in the country genre. These may have been mentioned. Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy.
Yeah, that's a classic right there. I like that song, and it is a party tune for sure.
TROUBLE. I think Sears played that one earlier.
That is Travis Tritt, right? Here comes T.R.O.
Great stuff. Boogie.
Oh, yeah. Little Brooks and Dunn, for sure. Got to play that a couple of weeks ago
and the ever-loving, achy-breaky heart, Billy
That is not a great party song. No one should ever play that song in a party, ever, or ever play it, for that matter. Just no.
Now, going into the past, to show that I'm not stuck way in the past, how about Uptown Funk?
Oh, yeah, what a great tune. I mean, that just is one of my favorite songs, and I can listen to it anytime. And it's not cloying like Achy Breaky Heart or the Baja Men and Who Let the Dogs Out or Macarena. It's just a good tune, and there's a lot of different parts to it. It's, I don't know, I just love that song.
Single Ladies, Beyonce.
Oh, Single Ladies. Oh, the, yeah, good stuff, man.
There is a great video on YouTube, if you want to look for it, of two women dressed up in animal costumes about to dance to the song, and within the first few seconds, she does a little head dip and bangs it on the top of the television and nearly knocks herself out. I got a feeling by the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yeah, that's a strong one. That's a strong one. A lot of Black Eyed Peas songs. I mean, let's get it started.
Mazel Tov in there.
Yeah. Yeah, another, yeah, Mazel Tov. I would say Let's Get It Started, also a good party song from the Black Eyed Peas.
You can't touch this.
I can't. Are you sure? What if I pay?
I can do that dance, Richard. Sometime we're out and you're, and the people around are all drunk, I'll show you that parachute pant dance.
Do you have the hammer pants?
This is the hammer for Valentine's.
I mean, yeah, oh, that'd
Halloween.
Be for Valentine's. No, no, do it for Valentine's Day. That'd be much more entertaining, I think.
And now the one that was recently revived by a television commercial, whoop, there it is.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah, Scoop, there it is, baby. Scoop,
and that's
there it
people,
is.
A lot of people don't know the song, but that commercial gets me every time. When the daughter finally sees her dad dancing, she puts an expression on it and heads into the bedroom. She don't want to see it.
Cool. Yeah.
Okay, going back now. Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Yeah, that's a good one, for sure. Like that one, 1984, 83, 84, because that was came out the first year I was in radio.
I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Oh, Whitney Houston, good stuff, man. There's a Clive Davis documentary on Netflix where he explains, he goes, we needed somebody who could sing this song who was singing I Want to Dance with Somebody, but everyone would know she didn't mean dance. And that's, Whitney just nailed it. And I was like, oh, you're right. She really did. She really did.
I love Rock and Roll, Joan Jett.
Sure. Yeah, it doesn't get much more partier than that. I love it.
Celebration.
By Kool and the Gang.
Yeah. And the final one, which I know you love, YMCA.
You know, YMCA, baby. Hey, my personal favorite, Swingin' Medallions, Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
Yeah.
That is such a perfect song.
The Battle of the Bands at Eastwood Mall playing Summer in the City and Double Shot of My Baby's Love.
All right, we out. Leland Live up next. Richard Dixon, Talk 99.5. Bye-bye now.